myself. I'm Milan Fashion Week here. I'm here with Deborah Latouche, and she is the creative director of Sabira. I got that right. Ooh, I didn't kill the name because I'm really bad about that. So let me ask you something. Why did you decide to start a fashion brand with your level of experience? You just decided after a trip to India and just being a creative globetrotter, you decided to start your own fashion label now. What happened?
Yes, I've worked in the fashion industry for many years as a fashion journalist, a UK correspondent editor for Italian Elle. Also styling for many publications in the UK, from the Sunday Times to Grazia, and different celebrities as well, from Naomi Harris to Eric Underwood, etc. And I needed something a bit more. I needed to be more creatively free, I think, and I think that's what designing has enabled me to do. I feel like all the experience that I've learned, I've done over the years, so from the styling to the journalism, print design, all of the things that I've learned have kind of culminated all together and actually helped me to be able to create Sabira to a really high standard.
Now, earlier you said your brand is about empowering and not revealing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
So my brand stems from me being a Muslim woman, but always having worked in fashion. I became a Muslim about 16 years ago, and the problem that I had was that I wanted to still be fashionable, have stuff which was well-made, well-cut, great fabrics, but met my modest requirements, and I found that very hard to find on the market. So one of the things that we say is that we want women to feel beautiful, we want them to feel empowered, but without the need to reveal. And that's really important to us.
Okay, I understand. Now, exactly where would a woman wear your key looks?
Sabira has been worn to the BAFTAs.
Right.
Yeah, but by Reiki Ayola, who won two BAFTAs. It's been on the stage. It's been worn for red carpet. It's been worn for the Venice Biennale. There are many different places.
So it's basically it's glam, I see.
Well, it's yeah, I guess so. It's not that it's glam. It's that it's sort of statement pieces, beautiful fabrics, well cut, well made.
Right. Now I saw downstairs you had this black piece which I really love. This black look.
Yes.
It's kind of puffed out. What? Yes. Tell me about that.
The fan coat,
I love that. Yeah.
So that started off as a shorter cape last season, and then I wanted to make it into a big full-on coat, and I love structure, I love shape, I love layers, and so that was a great way to experiment with a really beautiful double-sided Duchess 100% silk fabric and create a really standout piece.
It's beautiful. I really like it. It really stands out. It's original. It's classic. It's very original. I don't know if I would call it classic though. What would you how? Give me a word that would define it.
Voluminous.
Okay, that's a good word. Right? But no, it's really, really nice. It really stands out. It's very wow. It's eye catching.
Yeah. No, I like to create pieces that are sculptural as well. So, and it's not throughout the whole collection, but I do like to create some pieces which are much more statement and sculptural.
Okay. Deborah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Have a good
thank
Milan Fashion
me.
Week.
All right, thanks a lot.